Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, the UK agrees that paragraph 23, as drafted, presents a difficult conflation of the requirement to comply with IHL. Specifically, IHL in the very specific context of an attack, given the focus of this paragraph, and a selection of measures that might be deployed in order to ensure that the law in relation to attack is properly applied. The current drafting is suggestive of real-time control and intervention in a manner that could potentially render the relevant system outside of our understanding of an autonomous system. It also fails to recognise the wider contextual controls that may be applied to properly effect an attack within the law, including those controls which could be applied to current weapon systems which don't have autonomous functions. Nevertheless, the UK recognises and shares the concerns of many delegations in this room around systems which deviate from the intended effect in use or in a manner that otherwise undermines the commander's intent and concerns upon effecting the attack. The UK therefore proposes the following compromise text with a view to reflecting the necessity for appropriate controls over a system in effecting an attack while reflecting the range of mechanisms through which this control can be exercised. The text which we will of course provide is those responsible for the use of a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws in an attack must ensure compliance with IHL, including through the exercise of context-appropriate controls over system functions and effect, including when necessary, putting in place safeguards such as the ability to interrupt or disable the system or system's functions. I'll read that again. Those responsible for the use of a weapon system based on emerging technologies in the area of laws in an attack must ensure compliance with IHL, including through the exercise of context-appropriate controls over system functions and effect, including when necessary, putting in place safeguards such as the ability to interrupt or disable the system or system's functions. Mr. Chair, moving on to paragraph 24. The UK recognises that this question of accountability has been central to our debates over the last number of years. And of course, these are principles that are captured in the guiding principles of 2019. And therefore, the UK thinks this paragraph should focus on the requirement to put in place measures to ensure accountabilities. On paragraph 24B, we agree with the US that the concept of weapon design is conceptually different to attribution of responsibility, and we would be content with the deletion of this paragraph. However, as an alternative, the text should make it clear that the state should only be deploying weapons that, by design, support the attribution of responsibility. We have some suggested text here. By starting that subparagraph with subparagraph B, only deploying systems, weapon systems, which are designed to ensure attribution of responsibility for the consequence of their use to individuals and states in accordance with their obligations under international law. I will repeat that. Subparagraph B starts only deploying weapon systems which are designed to ensure attribution of responsibility for the consequences of their use to individuals and states in accordance with their obligations under international law. And then moving on to subparagraph C, also noting the US comment on subparagraph C in relation to the nature of knowledge necessary for the appropriate use and functioning of the system, the UK suggests the following text to ensure that this subparagraph is properly focused on the necessary knowledge of the user. Subparagraph C reads, adequate training to users on the system's use and effect, comma, including as necessary, functioning, capabilities and limitations, including the types of targets it can engage and the circumstances that can trigger the application of force. To repeat, subparagraph C, adequate training to the users, on the system's use and effect, comma, including as necessary, functioning, and then the subparagraph continues as drafted. Thank you, Mr. Chair.